So sometimes if you want to cultivate some trees or cultivate crops, at that time to grow one thing, we may have to pluck a lot of grasses. So if we are killing, say, destroying 100 grasses to say have one plant or something like that. So is it that we should be concerned only about some plants and not others? So there are two different things over here. Within the plant also, it is said that there are sattvic, rajasic and tamasic plants. So sattvic plants are sattvaguna is basically, tamaguna is, sattvaguna means, you know, we share. Whatever we have, we share. Rajoguna means, you know, I first. Okay, whatever there, I want the best part. I want the first part. And tamaguna means I only. Everyone else we destroyed, I will take everything. It's like that. So that is the broad understanding of the modes. Where there is higher modes means lesser selfishness. I also want things, but let's all share equally. So now, if we look at trees, some trees, they just give a lot. Let's say big plants and big trees, if you see, there are so many ways in which they are giving. And they give fruits and they offer shade and they offer houses for birds. They are giving in so many ways. But there are some plants which just don't give anything. You know, just occupy space, and especially weeds. No, weeds, they just occupy space and weeds don't contribute anything to anyone. So they are just spreading wildly and consuming the space. So in that sense, those plants which simply take and don't give, they are considered tamasic, they are considered a lower level. Those which give, those which contribute, they are considered sattvic. And in some cases, killing the tamasic vegetation for cultivating sattvic vegetation is acceptable. Because ultimately, it's an ecosystem in which everyone has to contribute. So something is taking more than what it is giving, then the cutting that is fair enough. And quite often we see these kind of things which we say for weeds and grasses. You know, they also don't need any cultivation. They just grow automatically. So, you know, they are killed, others will grow. And as far as killing one soul for 100 souls is concerned, you know, we have to see that basically it's not just like our purpose is not primarily to kill. Our purpose is to cultivate land so that it can be used properly for various constructive purposes, ultimately for the service of the Lord. So whatever is favorable for that, we do that. Is it clear? Okay. So...